You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the city.
Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Yeah, we're going to take a peek right now. Robin's sitting there patiently. Robin made me a very cold cup of coffee. Morena.
Morena. Yes, my friends, if they're listening, are probably laughing at the fact of me making bad coffee. It's a bit of a character trait of me.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was okay. It was just cold and...
I was going for the summer iced coffee vibe.
Oh, the iced coffee.
Yeah, it was
coffee,
a creative
right.
choice. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, the weather is very nice outside.
Yeah, outside, yeah.
Hey, I love that band, Out of Luck. Do you know more about... Who
yeah,
this punky two-piece are?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Reef Brazendale is the main dude behind that, and he's come from a very prolific punk scene down in Ototahi, Christchurch. He was in a band for the last couple of years called The Dud Uglies, and they released an album last year, which was probably my favourite. I think it was last year, maybe it was the year before, but that was my favourite maybe punk release from Aotearoa. Just maybe 20 minutes long and just, you know, 1 minute songs, and they're all fast, they're all fun, they're rough, and just you can feel a lot of like the youthful joy and angst in there. It's yeah, choice.
Youthful joy and angst. Those two things that go together, I guess. So they're making their way up the country, and they're going to be here for the 20. Or do they live it? They live in
Ototahi.
Yeah, Ototahi.
I believe so, yeah.
So they're actually coming up, but the rest of the bands are from Tāmaki.
Yep.
Are they five bands? Tell us about the bands who are going to be at this sweet treat stocking stuff at all ages. We'll talk about the bands in a minute, but this is a whole new project, a whole new enterprise, isn't it? So, and I love the A4. Title.
Yeah,
Auckland All Ages Association.
That was a fun one to work out. Yeah.
Easy, really.
Yeah, we were weighing it between that and Tāmaki Makaurau All Ages Association, and we decided we'll just go with the and just that can be easy to work with, and we can whack that in anything.
Yeah, A4 too is it's kind of just all works really well.
Totally.
So you've had your first gig.
Yeah. So last Thursday we had at Double Whammy, we had June Rats and Darts with Group Chat opening. So that gig was already happening, and then they, really cool of them, they decided to jump in with us into a matinee show for the first time ever at Double Whammy. And so that opened at 4 p.m. and we had Group Chat open. So they're a local band from Western Springs, I believe. I hope that's right. And then we had Junior Nats from Aussie Play, who are huge, real cool band, been waiting to see them for a long time. And then, Darts from Wellington. And the crowd, the all-ages crowd, incredible. I would say about 80% of the people that were in the room were moshing and jumping around in the pit. I think everyone got up on stage for Darts set at one point. It was just real beautiful, real wholesome, great energy.
Beautiful and wholesome, that's what we like to hear. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? Like, and the Auckland All Ages Association, what was the impetus just to get younger people into gigs?
Yeah, so the All Ages scene in Auckland's been happening. There is always a All Ages scene, but it's been really kind of bubbling and popping off for a bit. For the last, maybe just after COVID, I think it really kicked up another, like, you know, rebirth. But of course there's been a slew of venues closing down left, right and centre. We've lost three, maybe four this year, including losing bookings that were currently happening and then having to do last minute promoters were having to find alternative venues, you know, a couple of weeks out, and just a whole kerfuffle. Yeah, with A4, we've kind of banded together with people from all across the all-ages scene. We've got promoters, musicians, technicians, you know, sound people, lighting techs, and photographers. So we've all kind of come together with our different kind of expertise and different scenes, you know, like the heavy scene, the more like indie scene or just straight punk scene, stuff like that, all sorts. We've all come together and we're all just wanting to kind of deliver a nice, cohesive, and safe and secure experience. And it was, it's been facilitated by the Whammy crew. They've been very kind and helped us out with these first gigs. The idea behind A4 gigs is that we want them to be a bit different from just like a regular DIY all ages gig in like a community hall or something like that. So we want this to be like, you know, big, like, so for example, at Double Whammy, you've got big PA, professional PA, you've got professional established sound techs. And the idea is that we want kids to be able to come through and they can, you know, shadow these techs if they want. They can pick up some skills. Photographers can, you know, learn how to do their trade. Bands can learn to play and stuff like that. And really kind of just help bolster the next crop of kids and musicians to get into the scene in every avenue, you know, not just playing in a band, but, you know, photography, booking, doing tech, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, what a great idea. And when I said before that how do you pay the bands, you don't, because it's all non-profit and they do it for free.
Yeah, yeah. So
which is great.
Yeah, so essentially we're just covering the legal requirements of your security guard, having a sound tech, of course, and then after that we're just anything we make after that is pretty much going back to the bands. So
yeah, oh, yeah, good. And so, and if they're in town or they're doing a gig, they might be able to double up with something else as well.
Yeah, and so that's the idea, is that at the moment it's all matinee shows. So like the one with Darts and Junets and Group Chat just been, that was a matinee show. Doors were at 4, although they ended up being 5 due to a fire alarm pushing things back, of course.
You had a fire alarm?
Yeah, during one of the sound checks, and everyone was loading in and we ought to evacuate for half an hour. So that was a bit of fun. But yeah, so they're going to be matinee shows. And so that one on Thursday was the exact same lineup. And then we just a bit of a timeout for an hour after the first gig finished, and then turned the room around. And then the R18 show that was originally booked went ahead.
Yeah, good. That's a great idea. So I also, Whammy, you work at Whammy, don't you, Robin?
I work at Whammy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So going to the other's way there, as I said, it is a bit of a...
it's a maze.
It's a maze,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm still getting my head around it.
Right. Did I say that they were playing... Where are they playing? They're playing at Whammy this 21st
gig,
of December. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Sweet Treats gig, this will be at Whammy Main Room. And so that hasn't changed. If you've been to Whammy before... it's the same place, although I assume most of the all-ages crowd has not been there before. So it's at the entrance of St. Kev's Arcade. It's one of the first doors on the left.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, one of them. Yep, yep, yep. So go down there. That's Whammy Bar.
That's Whammy Bar. Yeah, yeah, that's the OG tried and true Whammy.
But you can move around, can't you? You can go through from there, or do you have to go up the stairs again?
To get into Double Whammy, you have to go up, out and around.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Go through Public Bar, which used to be Wine Cellar.
Right,
yeah, so a little hikoi, you got to get your steps in.
Okay. So the 21st of December is the Stocking Stuffer, and it's on at 2 o'clock. And can you tell me about the bands?
Yeah, so we've got, well, yeah, Out of Luck. So that's the Ototahi band, so that choice, and they love coming up to Auckland and doing the hard yards, driving around. We've got Marceline.
Do they? Do they? They love coming up to Auckland doing the hard yards.
They seem to be in the car a lot, driving between cities for gigs.
I can imagine, yeah. They are, yeah.
Yeah, and including breaking down on their last tour. So Marceline as well, they're an Auckland Central band. They're still in high school. I've seen them once or twice, and they've got a great live energy, pretty like straight punk rocking. Dick Move, they are very established. I'm sure a lot of people have seen them. They're one of the best live acts in Auckland. Definitely don't miss them. Carthage, possibly my favourite live act in Auckland. They're also an Auckland Central band that came up through the all-ages scene recently. I think they're all out of high school now, but yeah, we've played with them quite a few times across the last few years, and they're seriously tight. Definitely do not miss Carthage.
And loud.
They're loud. They're heavy. Yeah. It might not be a cup of tea, but they'll blow you away.
Yeah, okay. We've got them all? Yeah, that's the line. June,
yeah. I haven't seen June myself, but I'm sure they'll bring something good to the table. We'll have to go to the gig and find out.
Okay, so the slogan on the poster is no drinks, no drugs, no drivel.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so how do you make it safe and secure? I heard you mention a security guard. So for
So we've got security on site, of course. But we've also, so the All Ages Association ourselves, we've given ourselves these pink hats and lanyards, so you can identify us at the venue.
Yeah.
So if you have any trouble or anything happens, any incidents or something like that, come find one of us, and then we can either, you know, help you out ourselves or go to the security guard and help you. And so we've actually worked with this great organization called Soundcheck. And so they work in the live industry surrounding sexual harm prevention and stuff like that. And so incidents happen at gigs. It's unfortunate, but we don't want that. And we also want to help people in those situations. So one thing they taught us was that having a presence every 11 minutes in all the spaces of the venue, liminal spaces as well, even just like outside, you know, just being seen, that can really help prevent any incidents from happening, just because it kind of brings people back into, oh yeah, this is, you know, this is the environment that I came to. This is a safe, secure venue. As you see, as you walk down the stairs of Whammy, you'll see the posters saying, you know, this isn't tolerated here.
Yeah, how did it go on
Excellent.
Thursday?
It went, yeah, beautifully. Yeah,
no issues.
No issues at all. It was beautiful. Great. Everyone was stoked. Yeah. And,
and the bar's closed.
Yeah, bar's closed. So, well, we've got, you know, you can buy soft drinks and there's water around and stuff like that. There was a vegan sausage sizzle as well.
right, in St. Kevin's Arcade.
In the little alleyway between Double Whammy and Public Bar.
How'd that go?
That was good, yeah. I was on there for most of the time, yeah. I quite enjoy grilling, so.
You were grilling.
I'm on the grill quite a lot.
Right,
yeah.
And so $10 plus the booking fee, that's great. That's, you know, you can afford to do that.
Yeah, that's a very affordable gig, and I'll tell you what, it even gets you into an evening show afterwards.
If you're older.
No, so another all-ages show.
It's another all-ages show, right,
yeah,
that night, okay.
So that's the kind of cool thing about having these matinee shows, is that because the scene's already bustling and there's stuff going on most weekends, most Saturdays, and so by having these new matinee shows, we're just doubling up on gigs and we're getting more bang for buck for your day. And so after Sweet Treats, if you paid a ticket for Sweet Treats and you get the door stamp, you can head on over to Cityside Baptist Church and you can hit the Swamp Cult gig that's on there. And so Swamp Cult are part of the A4 Association. And yeah, they've got a bit of a heavier lineup there. They've got a Mistress, Cesura, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but then No Reason, Grim Rimney, and Parasitic Infestation, which are some of the best.
Who?
Parasitic Infestation, this killer slam band.
Sounds
shout
like
out
something
them.
The dog might get.
Possibly, yeah. If he's
Parasitic Infestation.
Yeah, check him out. They're slamming. They're crushing.
Dare I ask, what kind of music is Parasitic Infestation?
Slam metal,
slam,
I guess you would say.
Metal,
yeah,
right.
They dropped a killer EP this year, 3 songs, and they just, yeah. Beat you up, it's killer.
And so, yeah, so if you go to the matinee, then you can head off to that for the $10 ticket price.
Yeah,
you get some sort of.
You get the door stamp at the matinee, and then you cruise on over to Cityside Baptist Church, and you got another gig for your evening.
Neat. Oh, well, congratulations on the whole thing. The whole concept is just such a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah.
Everyone involved in it, and the Auckland All Ages Association A4. This is on December 21st at Whammy Bar, mm-hmm. And where can people get their tickets if they want to go?
Ooh, that's a good
just
question.
Just under the radar? I saw the actual ad on Under the Radar.
It will be Under the Radar, yeah. And there will be door sales as well.
So I thought we might play a Dick Move track, seeing they're playing, and this was from the album Wet, and it is coming up to be Christmas, obviously.
Yeah, I know what song you're going to play.
Do you?
I think so.
So, Robin, thank you very much for telling us all about it. I hope the gig goes well. I'm sure it will. I'm sure it'll be absolutely crammed. Slammed, as you say. So thanks for coming in.
Awesome, thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.